structure.
Can I ask you, I guess, a question? I don't remember seeing anything in the briefs about this, and maybe you know or you don't know. For 60 or maybe even 70 years, there have been patent claims about software. The PTO, in order to decide whether prior art invalidates such claims, needs to figure out whether terminology is 112.6 or not. Do we know anything about 60 years worth of practice or what the MPEP says, or is what's being requested or what was decided by the district court here and being requested by Apple something that would dramatically change or fit with existing practices or what?
I think, Your Honor, I'm not aware of a specific precedent that speaks to that, with the possible exception, and I'm going to forget the entire site, there's an older case, Beauregard, which has been relied on for many years, that is endorsing of the form of claiming instructions on a recordable media as an apparatus claim. And I think the Patent Office has recognized that, as well as, generally speaking, the notion...
But specifically about when the examiner sees a term program or code for doing something, capable of doing something, whatever, do the examiners say, we're now in 112.6 land, look at the spec to see what the specific structure is?
I am not aware of any either rule or general practice in the Patent Office that would follow that doctrine. I think my understanding, at least, is that the Patent Office looks at those claims and says, okay, it's code for doing this, that's what we should look at. I'm in my rebuttal time, but if the court has other questions, I'm happy to respond now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank